Saturday night, living in that. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray and a Charlie, and I am your net control for this Saturday night, filling in for KHJOY, Mr. Bob. And we're going to go ahead and open it up, calling CQ Liberty Netters for check-ins. This is Jesse, KG4ZXC, out of the Verde Fraud State of Pennsylvania, once again, for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Good afternoon.
KO4FE.
KO4FE, good evening there, Mr. Bill. How you doing, sir?
Well, pretty good, Jesse. You sound like you're just about fully recuperated. How you feeling now?
Well, I'm still a little short-winded. I get out of breath easy, but I'm still doing okay. I'm still trying to hold my ground.
Okay, well, that's good. How's the wife doing?
Well, she's following in my footsteps, so not too bad. Thanks for asking.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear that you're making a recovery and back in your seat on the net control. This is KO4FE.
Hey, well, appreciate it there, Bill, and definitely for sure. Glad to be back and able to communicate a little bit. All right, let's see. KO4FE got you in there as number one, so thanks for being here tonight. Let's see, who else we got in there tonight? I am KG4ZXC, and I am not running the loggers, so please bear with me when I booger your call sign. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray and a Charlie. And I am Jesse, your net control, filling in for Mr. Bob, who will soon be here, I believe. Anyway, so he won't be a absentee or MIA tonight, hopefully. And this is Jesse out of the state of Pennsylvania once again taking check-ins.
KD0RSA.
Well, good evening, Mr. Moe. KD0RSA. Good signal.
Thanks for picking me up, Jesse. I'll just be listening tonight. I've been working outside, so I don't know really what's going on. KD0RSA. Back to Jesse. Over.
Okay, well, thank you for being here tonight, Mo. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. And, wow, solid signal, almost as good as Bill's right now. So, very good. All right, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net call. Anyone else would like to join us on Saturday evening, please come out. Okay, I got two of you at the same time. Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Uniform. Let me get your name and location.
Remox Uniform, location is New York.
Okay, New York City, well, New York. Give me the last of your digits again.
Victor Uniform.
Okay, and your name, sir.
Oscar Uniform.
Okay, Lou, we got you in there tonight, and you're booming in as well. So, very good signal. Hey, you're number three on the list tonight, sir. Hey, who was the other station trying to check in? Okay, one more time. KOQ? Okay, KLQ, Kilo Lima, Quebec. Okay, name and location.
New Martinsville, West Virginia.
Jim, we got you in there. November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec. Got you in there. Thanks for being here tonight, sir. And you're number 4 on the list tonight. So, yeah, good signal coming out of West Virginia as well. Okay, who else we got out there? Okay, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Anna Charlie, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am Jesse out of Pennsylvania once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net, filling in for Mr. Bob, which is going to be run late, I believe. And we're still looking for check-ins. Anyone else out there? That gives me a few moments to pause to make sure everything is functioning correctly here. All right, this is KG4ZXE, Jesse. Yeah, before we start the net, let's see, it's 6 minutes after, so I'll give you a few more calls to make sure there's nobody left behind. All right, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and I am Jesse, your net control for this evening. Calling CQ Liberty Netters. Okay, we'll try to move on here. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, how's my signal coming in?
30 over, Jesse, sounds good.
Okay, very good. Well, I will go ahead and get ready to start the net, and I would just want to make sure everything was functioning properly. All right, so let's see. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I am KT4ZXE, and we're here every Saturday night, Wednesday and Saturday night. I'm typically your Wednesday night net controller, but I've been down and out a little bit due to that China 19 virus. Yep, well, I just wanted to say before anybody else says it, yep, I was saved by horse Evermectin. So, you know, when my doctor refused to give me any antibiotics for me and the wife, we resorted to different measures, which got us through it. So I'm very pleased with that. All right, this is KG4ZXNC for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Taking check-ins. Anyone else before we start next? Check-in. Check-in, go ahead.
WP9RWY.
Okay, Wisconsin, give me your call again, a little bit slower.
Baker 9, radio, whiskey, Yankee, name is Jim, Jupiter, India, Mexico.
Okay, Jim, we got you in there. Whiskey Baker Niner, Romeo Whiskey India. Jim, we got you in there. Not a bad signal, so how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting a lot of chores done. Unfortunately, I have to go back to work on Monday. A lot of stuff about this week, and I'll look forward to hearing what everybody else has to say.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, thank you for being here, and you're number 5th on the list. So thank you, sir, and we'll be back around to you as soon as possible. Hey, WB9 Romeo Whiskey India has just joined us. That's Mr. Jim out of Wisconsin. Do we have any other check-ins? Looking for a particular article I wanted to bring up tonight, guys, but unfortunately I just can't seem to get all my ducks in a row when I want it the most. But I wanted to bring up to the attention about a certain article here, and I will get talking about it here in just a moment. Hey, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZHC. Like I said, filling in for Mr. Bob, KAJOY. Net manager is N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, for and his wife, Laura, which is N2JTT, which is also probably monitoring on the SDR tonight. And like to thank everybody who's checked in. Let's see. I am Jesse out of Pennsylvania once again. And we'll go ahead and open the net up. And I'll start with something pretty basic here. You guys pay attention to what's going on with AT&T. Well, my home phone carrier, AT&T, decided that they're discriminating against white people now, and they wrote a big article on it. I cannot find it for the life of me right at the moment, but I wanted to let everybody know that they're telling every white person out there that we're the problem with racism in this country. AT&T has blurted this garbage out of their mouth and producing this type of information and putting it out. So this woke culture that we seem to have here in this country is not going away anytime soon. But I will definitely turn my phone service away from AT&T from this point forward. And that's why I wanted to start the net out with tonight. All right, good to hear everybody, and hopefully we'll take a pause here in just a short to see if we have any late check-ins. So welcome to the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, moving to the top of the list. KO4FE, Mr. Bill, good evening, sir, and what'd you bring to the table tonight?
Okay, KG4ZXC, True Liberty Net, from KO4FE. Well, I've got a whole list of news stories, a ton of them, actually. Wednesday, you know, I noticed that the news cycle, these news stories seem to always come in at the latter part of the week. So a lot of times on Wednesday, I'm scraping around trying to find something for the net. And but by Saturday, there's a ton of news stories out there. So I got a whole list of them, but I'm gonna put that on hold for a second and talk about a YouTube video that I saw, I don't know, this afternoon, and I've been thinking about it. And it was a YouTube video of a Fox News broadcast of a Laura Ingraham segment where she was covering this situation in New York City. I guess there was a video, a phone video made of some subway altercation where a black guy got into an argument with a white woman and he kind of popped her upside the head. I don't think it was a full-blown punch because it didn't take her down. She just kind of rocked over and then went right back to arguing with him. But anyway, so that was the video. And Laura Ingraham didn't like that. So she wanted to know why all the men didn't jump in to protect this woman. And she says, where did all the men go? Well, I'm sitting there looking at her. I mean, I just tell you straight out, I think she's one of the biggest phonies on TV, and I'll explain why. The thing is, a lot of these so-called conservative women, these trad-con women, a lot of these so-called conservative Christian women, you know, they're always talking about, they want traditional men, but most of them aren't traditional women. So as non-traditional women, they're modern women. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Laura Ingraham is just as feminist as any Democrat, perhaps even more so. And You know, she's another one of these ones that are wanting to know where these traditional men are, but she's certainly not a traditional woman. And if you could just do a quick reading on her bio, I mean, here's a woman that's been involved in several relationships with various men over her period, where most women would be looking for husbands. But she couldn't make the deal. She couldn't get any of these guys to wife her up. So she ends up unmarried, like a lot of these boss babes. And I'm calling her that because I've done a little reading on some of her, some of the things she's done with her employees. She doesn't seem like a very nice person. There was one example I remember where a woman had just had a baby and needed some days off on maternity leave. And so Laura Ingram just fired her. So anyway, so Laura Ingram never gets married despite having a number of relationships with men, incidentally, who went on to marry other women, so it wasn't like these men were anti-marriage. I just think they didn't want to marry her. So what she does then is she goes about and adopts three foreign kids. Okay, so now she's a single mother, and she even mentioned that because she was criticizing single mothers or made some comment, and she says, well, I'm speaking as a single mother myself. So here you go. You got a woman who couldn't get a guy to marry her. I think it's because she's just got too much masculine energy. I mean, that's what I've always detected from her. You know, she's one of these so-called strong, independent women, not a normal woman, not a traditional woman, so can't get a man to marry her, so she just goes ahead and adopts three kids and pays strangers to raise them for her, because, you know, she's obviously working and she's on TV every night. She can't have that much time to actually raise these kids. And then she's, you know, of course she wears her little Christian cross on TV every night where everybody can see it. So she's also a Christian, a conservative Christian. Well, most of you people will remember in the Bible when God created Eve, what was her charge? What? Why was she even created? I can think of two things. One was to populate the earth, and the other was to be a helpmate to her husband, Adam. Those are the two basic female responsibilities. Well, here you got Laura Ingraham, who's unmarried. She never had any kids, so she adopts kids, pays strangers to raise her kids, and then she's on TV wondering where all the men are at. I mean, what have men been hearing for all these years from women like Laura Ingram? And if not through her words, through her actions, she don't need no man. She don't want no man telling her what to do. Then it even goes on, all men are trash. You know, just all this propaganda that you hear from a lot of these mostly feminist women. But you look at the so-called conservative women like Laura Ingram, they're complaining about the men, and then talks about single mothers as if that's all men's fault, that they're single mothers. Hey, there's not a kid on this planet that's ever been born. Well, I'm not going to go that far, because I'll say in the West that a woman hasn't decided is going to be born. Men have no say-so after conception. Women have multitudes, a couple dozen different forms of birth control. They can have an abortion. They can have the baby. They can put it up for adoption. They can sign away their parental rights. They can just walk away. And a man can't do any of that. He can't make a woman have an abortion. He can't make a woman that wants to have an abortion to have a child. He can't stop a woman from putting a kid up for adoption. He can't sign away his parental rights. So, in other words, she's wanting to blame men for single mothers, but it's women that got the power for that. So that's another feminist notion that you hear all the time. So as far as I'm concerned, Laura Ingraham is just a feminist. And I'll mention that one of the kids she adopted was from south of the border, so you can make what you want out of that. But I just get a kick out of these so-called conservative women. They want traditional men, but none of them are traditional women. It's just, I just find it hilarious. So anyway, that's enough on her. I've roasted her enough. I don't care for her. She doesn't have much credibility. Her show's not very good. And I don't watch her very much. I just happened to see that. I think that video of her was linked off a Revolver or one of the other conservative sites. But anyway, here we got another story, Daily Mail. Rutgers University fails to condemn tenured professor who said, "We got to take these mother effers out," speaking about white people. Says Brittany, I'll just read the bullet points, it's a long story. But anyway, it says Brittany Cooper, a tenured professor at New Jersey's Rutgers University, is facing backlash after making a series of comments disparaging white people. Many have deemed the black educator's comments, which can be traced back nearly a decade, to be racist. Oh, you think so? I mean, is there any confusion? I mean, when she says we need to take out white people, I mean, is there even any question that that's racist? Cooper's latest tirade came on a podcast in September where she called white people villains and expressed a desire to, quote, take them out, unquote. The comments spurred a swift public outcry across social media. Rutgers has not commented on their employees' public remarks. What a bunch of hypocrites and cowards. Could you imagine if a white professor said that, I don't know, let's say, for example, that all black people are villains and we need to take them out. You think Rutgers would hesitate to not only denounce that person immediately, but fire them? Anyway, it says Cooper made headlines earlier this month after she proudly proclaimed that we got to take white people out in an online discussion with Roots' Michael Harriet. Cooper also said that white people's birth rates are going down because they can't afford children, but was noted they kind of deserve it. Cooper also alluded in an MSNBC interview last year that conservatives were trying to kill white people by reopening during COVID. I mean, this COVID thing, it's ridiculous. If they try to give black people the vaccine, they accuse them of trying to commit genocide. And if they don't give it to them, then they can accuse them of trying to commit genocide by denying them the vaccine. You can't win with some of these people, these black agitators. Anyway, it said the tenured professor who's black also wrote in a 2012 blog that then Arizona Governor Jan Brewer was white rage personified. And of course, Cooper teaches classes on women, gender, and Africana studies. So anyway, there you got a professor at Rutgers saying you need to take white people out, and they're natural born villains. And nothing is said. Rutgers hasn't even commented on it. They don't even say anything. And how much anyone want to bet that a year from now this woman is still in her position as a professor They're not going to do anything. I'd be shocked if they did. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, roger, roger, Bill. Thank you, sir. And, that is definitely quite a subject. Laura Ingram on herself is a subject in itself as well. I kind of agree with you in quite a bit. She don't have the popularity that some of the other people have, so of course, you know, that makes makes her less desirable. But anyway, yeah, there's a reason why she probably don't have a husband, but I ain't gonna get into that too much neither. All right, thank you, Bill. God bless you, sir. Thanks for being here tonight. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, we're calling on you to check in on you, see if you wanted to make a comment.
KD0RSA, well, you're coming out here a 2105, which is a 7, very honorable, and he was about the same, so you was both very honorable. The other fellow that I thought heard a check in, I couldn't hear him. Anyway, last night on the net, and I don't know if you guys watched it or hear of it or anything, well, it was on the ham radio. A fellow came on and said that seven lawyers, well, there were 38 states, and seven lawyers were going to take whatever to the Supreme Court, and it'll be tried the 23rd of November. If anybody knows about that and can tell me about it, I would appreciate it. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse. Over.
Okay, roger, roger, Mr. Moe. I'm trying to place the subject you're talking about. One more time, give me the highlight of it.
Well, this fellow said that there were 38 states involved, there were seven lawyers, and evidently they got hired by these 38 states, and they're taking something to the Supreme Court, and it's going to be tried in the Supreme Court, I guess, the 23rd of November. I never got the drift of what it was. I just wondered if somebody knew. KD0RSA, back to Jesse.
Okay, roger, roger, Mo. Yeah, I'll put it out across the air here just in case somebody else may have heard something about the 38 states and the seven lawyers having something going on in the Supreme Court on the 23rd of November. So if anybody knows anything about that, maybe you can elaborate and bring it to the table here tonight. All right, Mo. Thank you, sir, and you're sounding great. We'll get back to you, Mo. So, KD0RSA, clear with you. Let's move down to Mr. Lou. Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Victor Uniform. You still with us, Lou?
Roger, roger.
Lou.
All right, well, go ahead and take it away, sir.
Roger, yeah, Wall Street Journal. 2 days ago reported U.S. in talks to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to families that were separated at the border. This was a Trump policy going back to 2018. Apparently, some of the families that came in illegally were separated.
Woo!
The administration, I kid you not, is in talks right now with lawyers from the ACLU on a settlement which can mean up to $1 million, $450,000 per individual that came to this country illegally. Now, right there tells you there's some kind of insanity going on in Biden's mind. I can't even think why this president would consider talks with families that came here illegally that were separated. The biggest slap in the face is $450,000 per individual.
Ooh.
There's no nation on earth that would ever consider But it just goes to show how out of touch the government is with the everyday people. And it's really a shame. It really is a shame.
Hey, Roger, Mr. Lou, you know, I've been at a loss of words for a long time when it comes to the insanities I've been reading across, and I keep trying not to focus on the little stuff and start looking behind curtain number one, curtain number two, and see what else kind of crap they're going to pull next that they're trying to, you know, hide from us in the meantime. So, yeah, it is crazy. Hey, thanks, Lou. God bless you, sir, and thanks. Great signal coming in by Dottie. Heard everything Lima Charlie that go around with probably a 5.8 to 5.9 signal all the way around. So, thank you, Lou. Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Uniform, clear with you. Hey, this is KG4ZXC on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. We're going to go ahead and move it down to Mr. Jim out of West Virginia. November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec. Come on in if you're still with us there, Jim.
Check in, please.
Good evening, everybody. On that move is Jim. They call November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec.
Replace everything I use through rotation, and if there's anything extra, I always try to pick it up.
Yeah, Roger on that. You know, and another thing too, the gasoline and kerosene too is another one too, because of kerosene lamps and things like that. We need to get back to basics here.
To what you got, and I tell you, everybody out here is seeing it for their own eyes. I don't have to preach to the choir anymore, because the war is upon us, and we're under so many different levels of attack, and this administration is our biggest enemy besides what's crossing the border and China itself, and we all need to be aware of what's going on Everybody needs to start being self-reliant. And I'm glad you brought that to the attention of the net tonight, Jim, because, you know, we need everybody to be prepared. We don't want people to go without the necessities that we need more than anything. But I will emphasize, everybody needs a backup battery system for your ham radio equipment. I've already contemplated on my generator system to run the amplifier at the cost of whatever it takes to run it on Saturday nights and Wednesday nights, give or take a few different nets maybe in the future. But, you know, we all need to be considerate of our equipment as well as food and our powder and everything else, because these people are not going to just give up. Thanks, Jim. I'm going to go ahead and quit rambling. But November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec. Thanks for being here, Jim. And we'll catch you on the next go-round.
Check in short time, please.
Okay. Let's see. I'm KG4ZXE. The check-in. Go ahead.
Thank you. KC3PTC, Protect the Constitution. Don't have much of a release tonight, so I got to make this quick. But back to this $150,000 per illegal alien. Don't forget, you're going to have legal fees and kickbacks in that money. This isn't for the illegal aliens. It's for them to line their pockets with. They'll arm those people and use them as an army against us. That's all I got to say. I'm feeling under the weather. I'm going to listen out, but everybody have a great evening. Keep your powder dry. God bless America. KC3, Protect the Constitution. Back to Nick Control.
Hey, good to hear you in there, Protect the Constitution. Now, give me your name again so I can jot it down on the paper. I'm running a paper logger tonight.
Hey, no problem. The name is Tim Tango, India Mike. Tango, India Mike, from Havertown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was on the tip of my tongue, Tim. Sorry. I've been out of circulation due to that dang China virus there that about took me out. Thanks to Horse Warmer, me and the missus has recovered a lot better than I would if I didn't have it at all. So, hey, good to have you aboard, Tim, and we got you checked in. We'll be back around to you here in a short.
I'm going to listen out. Don't come back to me. My voice is really gone. My throat is sore. I'm just going to listen out. Everybody have a great night. And thanks for getting me on the lock. KC3, Protect the Constitution. Back to Net Control.
Okay, Tim. Take a break, and we'll just come by and check on you. All right, we're moving back up to the WB9 Romeo Whiskey India. You're on deck, sir. This is KG4ZXE in the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and after him, I'll take another pause for late check-in. So, Mr. Jim, out of Wisconsin, WB9er, Romeo Whiskey India, come on in.
Just to just checking in with you. Well, I have a cell phone, so you're going to have to call it in. And I don't think that because there's a tractor everywhere you go, everything you do, and people just jump into that without any regard. I heard about the payments to illegal immigrants getting $450,000 each or something along the line. But I don't think that was good, John. I thought they read that it was unconstitutional. They won't do it.
I did forget about, we do need gasoline, some kerosene, and you need to stock up on some of the few commodities that we kind of take for granted, too, so something else to add into all that. Thanks, Jim. Good to have you aboard, and we'll be back to you next round, and I did get your call sign correct. So WB9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, Mr. Jim out of Wisconsin, thank you for being here. Hey, let's take a pause and see. Whew, I'm getting short-winded, guys. Let's see if there's any late check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Please come on.
Yep, W2GIO, Whiskey 2 Golf India, Oscar Frank and Fishkill.
Okay, we have Mr. Mike, W2GIO. Good evening, sir, and not a bad signal as well. A little noisy on the band tonight, but that's just my area, I believe. Anyway, you're at the bottom of the list. Stand by 1 second, see if we got anyone else that would like to check in underneath you, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay, Roger Dodger.
Hey, let's see. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, Jesse here, out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again. And I'll get around to my rant on the election here in a little bit. But anyone else for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Late check-ins, anyone? Okay, well, I'm hearing nothing at this time. So, Mr. Mike, come on in. What you got to add for this round? W2GIO, go ahead and make a transmission, sir.
Okay, I was in the kitchen when you turned it over to me. All right, W2GIO. Just one thing. Did you, did I hear you say you were you using ivermectin to cure your China virus?
Yes, sir. I surely was. The doctors would not prescribe it. They said there's nothing we can do for you. They sent me and my wife home with no treatment whatsoever. There was 10 people in the whole place, and my wife was on the floor, and it was an hour before I could for anybody come over there and help me get her up off the floor. But yeah, we came home, we went to Tractor Supply, got some of the horse warmer Evermycin, and started taking it by the weight, and here we are, doing a lot better now.
Yeah, I also used ivermectin. And the other thing that I heard that works good is you got to take like 15,000 international units of vitamin D3 four times a day. And that was from an Indian doctor that said that that works too. And there's a fellow from my church's brother did that, and that got him fixed up. But yeah, I got some of the same horse medicine. And in fact, there's a doctor down in Texas, and he very early on he realized that he was getting no help from any of his normal sources, and he just went about. His father had the coronavirus, and so he worked with his father and fixed him up, and ended up, using several different drugs. But again, ivermectin was the big one. So anyhow, the other thing that I'm going to put out here today is there's a I'm going to call it a hippie radio station down in New York City, and they only get money from listeners. They're non-commercial, and so they have these really strange programs on that station. Well, I was listening to one. It's called Guns and Butter. Guns, like bang bang. Guns and Butter. And if you go to that website, there's two videos. And the one that's on the lower part of that screen is a really good one that talks about, a lot of the stuff going on in the college campuses and the idea of turning society upside down. So essentially he goes into, this guy is very well spoken, and I think it's about a 45-minute talk that he does. But he really lays it out as to, connecting the dots of what's going on. And so basically he's saying, listen, the people that had the most amount of strikes against them, and he has a term that he uses, those are the people that expect to be on the top after this whole thing is inverted. So all of us that are in the upper echelon are going to be at the bottom, and all of these misfits are going to be at the top, which is essentially, socialism type of stuff that is going on. And he, by the way, was a communist for 25 years, and then he saw the light about 4 years ago when he was watching what's going on. So when he saw that there was no such thing as free speech anymore, especially on the campuses, he knew that something was up. Anyhow, that's it for me. I don't have a lot of voice left. W2GIO.
Okay, well, very good, Mike. And if I was anybody out there, and you can grab a little bit of that stuff to keep it on hand, I would definitely recommend it. All right, Mr. Mike, good to have you aboard out of Fishkill, New York, W2GIO, Mr. Mike. Thanks for being here tonight, sir. And we're going to take a quick pause, and I'll go to the top of the list. So KO4FE, you're on deck, sir, so stand by. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. I'd like to thank everybody that's been here already tonight, and thank our net manager, N2IRJ, and his wife, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, and also Mr. Bob, I guess. He should be rolling in any time. That's KHJOY, the regular Saturday Night Liberty Net controller, Mr. Robert, everybody knows as. Let's see. Mr. Paul, thanks for doing all the recordings tonight. By the way, libertynetradio.org. It is up and running, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the real Saturday Night Liberty Net. And I'm KG4ZXA out of Pennsylvania. Do we have any late check-ins? No. Okay, I'm not hearing anyone at this time. So, Mr. Bill, I'm going to take it up to the top to you. KO4FE, take it away, sir.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Real Liberty Net from KO4FE. A couple quick comments on this survival food or emergency food or what have you. I don't know, probably back in the 90s, I lived off the grid for months at a time. We had all kinds of things for food. Of course, the beans and the rice, everybody knows that. It's okay. Gets old after a while, just like anything. But one of the things, one of the most useful and good taste in survival foods is you buy wheat seeds. Now, you don't get the kind you plant because they're treated with chemicals. You can buy regular wheat seeds that people make flour out of, or you can get animal feed. The only thing, and those are real cheap. The only thing with the animal feed wheat seeds, you got to watch out for a little bit of dirt and some stuff that you got to kind of pick out. But it's not bad. Just wash it off and kind of pick out some of the little sticks or whatever, and it's fine. And maybe some of the kernels may be broken, but that doesn't matter much. But anyway, so what you do, you don't make it into flour. That's a waste of time. What you do, what we used to do, was take the wheat seeds, take about a 4-inch piece of PVC pipe, maybe about a foot long, and you get a couple pieces of window screen big enough to go on each end of that 1 foot long piece of 4-inch PVC pipe, and just put one screen on, and then throw three or four handfuls of wheat seeds in there, and then put the other screen on the other end, and then just run that thing under the kitchen faucet and get the seeds wet, let them drain out, and then just set them aside in a warm area. Well, after 2 or 3 days, those things will sprout. And once the sprouts get, 3/4 of an inch long, you don't want to let them get too big, about 3/4 of an inch, take those wheat seeds, run them through we used to run them through a meat grinder, but I guess you could use a blender or what have you, and that produces a dough. Well, you make that into small loaves, and bake it at a very low temperature, right? I can't remember, maybe 150 degrees, something like that. Not for too long, just until it's firm. And that makes a really sweet, cake-like, very nutritious bread. Now, you can buy this stuff at health food stores already made, but it's usually expensive, and it's always frozen, but they'll call it a seam bread or what have you. It's basically a yeastless bread, but there's no other ingredients other than the ground-up wheat seeds. And that is one of the best survival foods, because wheat seeds will keep for years. And there's really very little preparation. You don't need a lot of heat to bake like you do with baking, grinding up it, wheat into flour, and then adding yeast and baking it at, 350 degrees. You just bake this stuff at about 150 degrees. And it's an excellent food. It's very nutritious. It's sweet. It's kind of cake-like. And it's very filling. And it's easy to make. Anybody can make it. You don't even have to know how to cook to make it. But we used to, the wife used to make that a good bit, and it was always handy. And but the main thing is you just got to sprout those wheat seeds, and don't let the sprouts get too big. Well, I'd say, I think about 3/4 of an inch long, and then just grind them up, the, everything. Just take the whole mess and put it in a meat, the old-fashioned hand-crank meat grinders, and that'll make it into a dough, and you just bake that at 150 degrees. I guarantee you'll like it. That's just my 2 cents based on my experience from being off the grid. Well, anyway, let's get into this news. I mean, you know, some of these people that the Democrats appoint to positions in the Biden administration are real real pieces of work. And here's a headline. This is about a gal who's, well, I'll read the story and you can get it. It says, Biden DHS official says Americans trying to preserve their heritage makes me sick. Samantha Vinogard, the Department of Homeland Security's new acting assistant secretary for counterterrorism and threat prevention in the Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans, is a former CNN analyst who said the idea of Americans trying to preserve their heritage makes her sick. While appearing on CNN in March of 2019, Vinogard slammed President Trump for giving a speech at CPAC about the importance of preserving our heritage. She said, his statement makes me sick on a personal level, Vinogard said. Preserving your heritage, reclaiming our heritage. That sounds a lot like a certain leader that killed millions of my family and about 6 million other Jews in the 1940s. But our national security level, the president talks about preserving our heritage as a catch-all for implementing policies that misallocate resources, Vinogard continued. He pretends there are massive flows of illegal immigrants coming over our borders and spends billions of dollars on a border wall emergency instead of paying attention to real national security threats. Wonder what she'd say now that she's in the position of responsibility in DHS. I guess she pretends that there aren't massive flows of illegal immigrants. Anyway, gets on to talking about Trump. She says, he sounds a lot like despotic leaders who talked about white heritage and white nationalism around the world and putting resources in the wrong place and pretending there are foreign people trying to influence our country in a way that just isn't accurate. Vinograd cares deeply about preserving her own heritage, as she noted in a 2017 article in Marie Claire, where she rallied against Trump's travel ban and blamed America for the Nazis killing her family in the Holocaust. So it's America's fault. It's the white people in America's fault that that some of her family died in the Holocaust. I don't know how you get that. As far as I know, United States defeated Germany in the war. But, of course, that doesn't matter. It's always got to be anti-white. Well, anyway, she said, it says Vinograd will be working together with DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and DHS top counterterrorism official John Cohen on so-called counterterrorism and threat prevention, a.k.a. labeling the American people as terrorists in order to strip them of all their rights. But anyway, so then it goes on to talk about their appointment in the Biden administration. It says, in addition to being sickened by our country and our heritage, Vinograd was a top Russiagate conspiracy hoaxer who went so far as to claim the Mueller report was a gift to the government of Russia after it failed to back up her baseless conspiracy theory. So there's another great Democrat. You know, preserving our heritage, that just makes her sick. I don't doubt it makes her sick. I'm just saying if it makes her sick, maybe she should move to, I don't know where. I don't know, Russia. Well, she don't like Russia. Maybe she needs to move to Israel or, hell, I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't be sick over there all the time. Okay, here's another one. This is a disgusting article. This is off of Fox News. North Carolina middle school art assignment infuriates parents over sexual imagery. Kennedy Middle School in Charlotte admitted artwork was, quote, inappropriate. Sixth graders in a North Carolina school were instructed to study an image featuring a sexually explicit act as part of an art assignment, enraged parents claim. Following the commotion, the principal of Kennedy Middle School in Charlotte is vowing to ensure teachers only post vetted images and links onto digital learning platforms for its students, according to WSOC. It was brought to my attention that there were some inappropriate artist images that were inadvertently included in a sixth grade art lesson while the teacher was on maternity leave. Funny how they always got these lame excuses for this stuff. Principal Kevin Sudamack said in a statement, I worked with the art teacher to have the pictures removed from the Canvas platform. Well, what it has, I'll just tell you, it has a silhouette. It's a silhouette picture, and one of the pictures has a plantation owner receiving oral sex from a slave. It says, parent Samantha Davis told WSOC that she was shocked to see the artwork as part of her daughter's curriculum. I mean, who wouldn't be shocked at this garbage? She says, I understand the topic being appropriate for college and adults, she said. I don't find this artist and what she depicts as something age-appropriate for middle school kids to see. To just pull it is nice, that's great, but it shouldn't have been there in the first place, Davis added. The artwork by Kara Walker, a 13%er, is titled, listen to this title, Gone, a historical romance of a civil war as it occurred between the dusky thighs of one young negress and her heart. That's what the, yeah. All you'd have to do is read that title and you know it's probably bad. She said this work is based on purposeful misreadings of historical texts like Gone with the Wind. I wanted to ensure that there will always be this, like, punch in the gut feelings of culpability and whitewashing and wishing away the unseemly, icky part of the story of any story, Walker told the Museum of Modern Art. But specifically, the story I want to talk about always comes back to an American mythology that involves race, slavery, a sadomasochistic construct that underlines the American historical narrative. Oh, God. So anyway, that's what they're showing in schools. Black slaves performing oral sex on a white slave owner, and they're showing it to the kids. I mean, this stuff never ends. It's just one after another. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Very good, Bill. Wow. Yeah, enough to make your head spin. KO4FE, thank you, Bill. You know, I just want to make one comment. North Carolina has become one of the most corrupt, next Democratic state if they don't pull their head out of their six. They're just, they've gone nuts too up in North Carolina. They, you know, a lot of my family members live there, and I did years ago. And it's terrible how the conditions are. All right, well, thank you, Bill. Good information tonight, and I appreciate everybody who's been here. Let's move it down the list. I wanted to mention something before I move it to Mr. Moe. So, Mr. Moe, you're on deck, sir. I want to remind everybody that this coming Tuesday is the Virginia election. It's going to be another steal, I'm sure. I got this article in front of me, but I want people of Virginia to hear me. Get out who, if it's the election I'm thinking about, you guys need to get out and vote and get that Democrat out of there, the one who's going to force a lockdown. What's his name? Aulis, I believe. So do not vote for that guy. Well, I can't tell you how to vote, but I would not vote for that guy. So, but you guys need to be aware of it and look at what kind of crooks you're electing up there. And don't let them steal your vote, because they're already reporting that they're not requiring the last four digits of your Social Security on these absentee ballots. So I tell you, we can't win if they're going to keep stealing the ballots. It's just going to be a repeat, and nobody's going to even want to vote. And then it just gives it to them at that point. So, something to think about, Virginia. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, out of beautiful Nebraska. What you got for round two?
KG0RSA, well, not much. I'm sure you got guys all already know it. But the post office, I know the one downtown here does. And it's a small town. They have a room just for the FBI, and they got a computer in there, and the computer picks up words, and when they get the right word, why, they'll investigate whoever said that word. And they come around every 2 weeks and check it. So it's more than just out here. They're getting a lot of complaints, and I'm sure there's going to be some lawsuits over it also. KE0SA, back to
hey, Roger, Roger, Moe. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because everybody out here needs to be aware that the Postal Service has been spying on us for years, and this has been one of the beauties of the CIA and FBI to keep tabs on us, where our mail's coming from, who we owe, among many other things, what we buy, what we purchase, how many people buy from Amazon, how many people buy from individuals. I tell you what, it is a complete disaster and a complete mess, and the Postal Service is part of the election fraud process, so you cannot trust the Postal Service. And I'll just emphasize on what Mo said there. Thank you, Mo. I'm glad you brought that up. KD0RSA, Mr. Mo out of Nebraska. Thanks again. Mr. Lou, you're coming up on the list here. KC2, Victor Victor Uniform, out of New York. You still with us, Lou?
Hey, Roger, Roger. Watching the news here a couple days ago. They had Senator Ted Kennedy on. He was questioning Attorney General Garland on a memo that came out of his office, which basically said that the FBI can get involved in school boards if parents become unruly. And a lot of the controversy around this new program called Critical Race Theory.
And apparently a lot of people are resisting against it. It's kind of like a program that blames people for other people's problems, and it's not really a really thought out curriculum. And Garland was defending the program because the Biden administration wants it. Come to find out, his son-in-law, and I kid you not, his son-in-law sells materials on critical race theory to school districts. So the father-in-law enforces the law, the son-in-law sells the materials, and this is a racket. I mean, this really is a racket. Crime can come up with a better racket than what's going on with the critical race theory. They are selling to school districts. I guess this company netted $27 million for just selling this material on critical race theory to school districts, and they're ushering it in, making it sound, well, this is good for the students. Well, it really is not good for the students. It's not good for the parents. It's just good for the people that are making money from it, and that's what's happening. And people might dislike Ted Cruz or like him, but he really had a good line of questioning for the Attorney General. And the Attorney General sat there, and there was really no reasonable answers he gave about the conflict of interest between him and his son-in-law. Now, this is what we have going on in our federal government with so many problems. And these people at the top only care about one thing, themselves, and making as much money as possible through any means that they can devise and sell it to the American public. It really is a shame. It really is a shame because if you wonder why so many other countries are graduating, so many students in math and science and the hard courses, what we would consider, and we're talking about critical race theory, this is going to make us competitive in the world. This is not going to make us good. It's more undermining of the U.S. public institutions, especially the education system. So that's my comment. KC2, we'll give you back to you, over.
Hey, roger, roger. Well, Mr. Lou, you're right. They focus too much on the garbage crap that they should be focusing on. They need to be, I'm not saying CRT is garbage. Let me make that clear, because that didn't sound quite right after I said it. What I'm saying is we need to be focusing on what they teach our kids and our children. And, you know, for the most part, what they teach is not education. It is conformity process is all this is. Learn to hate each other and try to keep disrupting our education system to the point of pure chaos. But, you know, we need to be aware of what is going on besides something that should be in his control and not statewide issues like this guy has been doing. So, yeah, they need to be focusing on the border, and so should we. If you guys look at what's going on in Texas, Governor Abbott is actually making a difference by bringing the National Guard to reinforce the process down there on the border security. So God bless him and all the troops that's down there protecting our country right now as we speak. So, Mr. Lou, God bless you, sir. KC2, Victor, uniform, clear with you. Mr. Jim, out of West Virginia, November 8th, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. You still with us? Okay, I don't hear Mr. Jim. November 8th, Kilo, Lima, November 8th, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. Mr. Jim, you still with us? Okay, I won't, let's see, put a check mark beside his name. I believe he done checked out, so I'll put a check there. Well, lot of stuff going on, and sometimes I wonder what's next in store for us. I'm KG4ZXE, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm Jesse out of Voter Fraud State, Pennsylvania, once again. Let's see, I wanted to mention something else before I go to the other gym in Wisconsin. Have you guys knew that Facebook is losing their sex? They're losing their AWS. They're having to change their name to Meta, M-E-T-A, Mike Echo Tango Alpha. Hey, guess what that means? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read the story. It's off the Gateway Pundits, guys. I'm going to take up Jim's slot, November 8th, Kilo Lima, Quebec's part, just to read you this, because I feel like we have time. Hey, huge mistake forbidding action. You'll never guess what Facebook's new name is. Meta, however you want to put it. You know, it means, would you think Mark Zuckerberg would know this? He is Jewish. The new name for Facebook, Meta, M-E-T-A, means death in Hebrew. Can you believe that? Anyway, Facebook's new name makes people laugh. Israel Meta, as CEO Mark Zuckerberg proudly christened his parent company this week, means death in Hebrew, and that causes a lot of hilarity on social media. Until now, the group behind the social network was also called Facebook, but the parent company is changing its name to Meta. CEO Zuckerberg announced this week. So don't be fooled. It's still the same old fake book and the same old corruption. Anyway, the new name fits better than Zuckerberg's ambitious plan to develop a new viral virtual world, they say. The social media app will continue to be called Facebook. I should say Facebook. The company behind it also owns Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus. I never heard of that one. So if I was you guys, I would dump it all together and never look back. All right, I'll leave it at that. All right, let's see. Mr. Jim out of Wisconsin, WB9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee out of Wisconsin. This is Saturday Night Liberty Net. Take it away if you're still with us there. WB9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Jim, you still with us?
KG4ZXC from WB9, RWY. Yeah, still here. Had a connection problem somewhere. Yeah, I would agree. Get off of this Facebook stuff. But you're just giving a lot of information to everybody else. Some people really like it because they can communicate with their friends and relatives. But you know what? You already have a way to do that. I don't know what the truth really is about these guys wanting to create this virtual world. But in the real world is actually quite interesting and quite inspirational if you would just get outside and look around and learn about nature and get into the virtual world of cyber presence. It's really not good for you. And I don't think that really what you are doing is someone else is taking control of your life and selling it to other people. I mean, you really want to talk about that, but that's what's happening. You don't have to participate. Get out of that. What I did want to talk about was these Greek guys in the federal government are doing, they know they're borrowing too much money, and they're doing it deliberately, and they might have a political philosophy,
but, you know, even they want to run things, but they're not even good at it. They're just bad at running things. So the incompetence is obvious. But even if you think it's deliberate, what would be the goal? What would be the point of that? And the only thing I can think of, it came to me finally, I think they're going to run the debt up so high that they bankrupt the United States of America. Then they're going to be called that the Union is disbanded. And they will promote this on the television, and everything will say it makes perfect sense. And it's time to disband the Union. Don't worry, they're still in the federal government, and but they won't be a union of states anymore. All the states and other just provinces of the new federal government. Don't even take the liberty to redraw the borders, combine a few states and redraw some lines. No longer be a citizen of the state of Pennsylvania. Don't make up a name. You're going to be combined with some other state and under the name. And when they redraw the map, once they do that, and they'll teach all the school kids the new map, and you old folks will still stick to your old union, your United States, will just be considered in the dustbin of history. And this was something that came to me, and I don't doubt they would even do that, and they wouldn't hesitate to do it. People said, oh no, that won't happen. The states would object. Okay, just be aware that's where this could go. And I'm not thinking that there's any limit to what these people will do in the end. There's quite a bit of discussion about race issues and things tonight, but I think we should look into some of the writings of Dinesh D'Souza. He made some videos in the last few years. He's got some very, very good comments and observations. He actually from India, wasn't an American treasure, American citizen. He's a citizen now, but he's a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. His insights are wonderful. And he makes a lot of comments about that from our point of view, intellectual perspective. But what I really do is fit up with this idea of privilege to keep shoving it around. And I got to tell you that there was no great privilege for the white soldiers who fought in the Civil War and who died. 600,000 guys died in the Civil War freeing the slaves. And this is privilege to be a problem that doesn't come. And it was the white people in this country that freed the slaves. It was the white people who ran the Underground Railroad. And I think we should get some credit for that. Now, I'm not saying I'm white or black or anything. I'm just saying, stop with the criticism. You don't learn the history. It's time. The 1860s is time. And we're getting into it. And that was the right thing to do. Typical white privilege thing that happens. Let's just talk about this. I don't know how many of you guys grew up in what they call a toxic masculine culture. It's very, very common to get bullied in school, growing up, getting beatings yourself, challenges, and it could be rough and tumble world. This is not uncommon. Very common for them. These are white kids who grew up in southern white kids. This is normal. It's a typical experience for white boys growing up. And then nowadays it would be considered completely harmful. But I think that's the way people treat each other. It's not a good idea, but it's got nothing to do with racism. That's the way we treat each other. That's what you say. Well, one other thing I wanted to say about race. I'm watching a promotion on the public broadcasting system, and they think they're smart people in the world. They made a comment about there was a need to bring the black community together. That was the quote, the exact quote. A need to bring the black community together. If this would have been in the 1960s, it would have been declared total segregation period. And that if you want 100 commodity segregation, we already decided we weren't going to do this, we're not going to talk about it. We're working together, so it's quarterly, and everybody's working. Until you start to pull this kind of crap together and say, come on, you people who have been assimilating, who've been participating, you've been making your mind, you've been making progress. Look, your whole side is prosperous now. They're going to say, no, stop that, stop that. So time to disintegrate now. And there's even, I think people in schools who are told, oh, you don't belong here. Okay, if that's where you want it, that's the exact opposite of an inclusive culture. And these are just nuts. And I don't think we have stood up with it. Nobody does. Nobody will be fine. That's all we're going to do for this time. And I think I'm also maybe just something back to the last case of the election from WPI.
Okay, very good, Jim, and thank you again for coming by, and yeah, good comments. Too many for me to respond to, but you know, we all do need to start making sure our history is preserved. If I have to say one thing, our history is the most important thing that we preserve, and our sovereignty as states to keep the tyranny from the federal government from coming down upon us. Hey, thank you, sir, and God bless. Always a pleasure hearing from you. WB9 Romeo Whiskey Yankee, clear with you. Mr. Tim, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir. I hung in there. I'm going to hit the hay now. God bless everybody. Thank you for being here and doing this, Ned. And everybody take care. KC3, protect the Constitution, back under control. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Tim. Well, good to have you aboard, sir. And, yeah, I hope you get over that because I know what it's like to not be able to speak too well. But take care. God bless. KC3, protect the Constitution. That's Mr. Tim out of Pennsylvania, the East Coast side of PA. Thanks again for being here. So, let's see. W2GIO, Mr. Mike. What do you got for round two?
Okay, this is W2GIO, and the name is Frank. Foxtrot Romeo Alpha November Kilo. So F is in Frank. Not Mike, it's Frank. Okay, besides that, I just want to read the title of this talk that I mentioned on getthegunsandbutter.org. So it's all one word, gunsandbutter.org. It's worth a listen. The title of it is Corporate Socialism. The subtitle is The Great Reset. Corporate Socialism, The Great Reset. And so that's on, again, I'll say the URL is Guns and Butter, all one word. So just spell it all out, gunsandbutter.org. And it's the second audio clip that's on that webpage. I tell you what, it'll answer a lot of questions that we're not hearing about, and it really kind of points, well, it's got a lot of history in it, too, but it also talks about where things started going awry in, like, 1965, where there was an article published by some guru, and basically that kind of started this inversion of you know, who's the good people and who's the bad people, and that's what this is kind of all about, and it basically has the history of, you know, how we got to where we are today. So it's a very, very well done. And
you know, I just couldn't recommend it more. Anyhow, that's about it for me.
I'm going to pack it in because I got to
be a day tomorrow. They told me I got to pray for people healing, so I'm busy. So anyhow, you know, there is good news. And by the way, there is really good news, and that is that God loves us. And that is really good news. So back to Neck and Joel, that's 2GIO, Frank and Fish Joe.
Okay, Mr. Frank, I do apologize. I knew your name was not, I knew I had your name wrong, so I wanted to apologize to you, sir, because I know better. But it's been a while since I've been Neck Control, so I'm gonna give myself that minor slip. But yeah, gunsandbutter.org. I'm gonna put that down, and I will inspect that website a little bit later. That's gunsandbutter.org. Am I right?
Yeah, you got it right. But when you get to that website, it's gonna have two broadcasts, and the one on the bottom, you'll see a little red arrow. So click on the little red arrow, and it's just an audio, it's an audio clip. So when you get to that webpage, actually, yeah, you got to scroll down a little bit to get, and there's two clips, and the lower one, like I say, is Corporationalism, the Great Reset, and that's, you'll see a little red arrow button that you hit, and that'll play. You got it?
Okay, you said Corporate America Great Reset?
Corporate Socialism, and that's what this guy is talking about. He says there's a lot of movement towards corporate socialism. And then it's in subtitle, it says The Great Reset. So that's the title on this broadcast, Corporate Socialism, The Great Reset.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'll make sure I got it. I believe so. Go to gunsandbutter.org, scroll down a little bit, look for a red arrow, and look for Corporate Socialism and Great Reset. So, okay, hopefully I'll be able to find it okay. Well, thank you, Frank. You going to stick around for your final comment?
I think I did. I said that God loves us, and there it is. Yes, and I have to hit the sack. W2GIO. Thank you for running the net.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you, Frank. Always a pleasure. And let's see, W2GIO, clear with you. Hey, going down to the bottom of the list, which it was, Frank. Okay, let's take a pause. Do we have any late check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Okay, did I get that correct? Kilo Charlie 8 Papa Hotel Romeo?
Negative, Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo.
Echo Hotel Romeo. Okay, name and location.
My name is Clint. I spell Charlie Lima, Indy November Tango. Location is Eaton Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay, Clint, good to hear you in there tonight. Yeah, I didn't recognize it. I wrote it down on paper for a change. So, hey, you sounded a little better tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, I need to turn my talent at 1.3 to 1, so I'm going to probably drop frequency a little bit and adjust that.
Okay, I wasn't prepared to write that, but all right, give it to me one more time.
Alright, it's Eaton Rapids, Echo, Alpha, Tango, Oscar, November. Eaton Rapids, over.
Eaton Rapids, okay.
Yeah, eat, like you're eating something.
E-A-T-O-N. Eaton, okay. Got it that time.
Right on. Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, well, we're at the bottom of the list. Anything you want to go ahead and add while we're down here?
Yeah, I've been listening for just over 30 minutes, and when I first got on, because I checked in on the other net, there was, you were talking about the election that's going to be taking place in Virginia. I just saw something here on the Gateway Pundit, and it says that the Virginia Democrats freak out after 300,000 absentee ballots they hope to drop in upcoming election are held up by the United States Postal Service. And there was on the Gateway Pundit, and I'm not going to read the whole article because I know you're coming to the end of the net. But apparently here in Michigan, our wonderful governor, Gretchen Hitler, she vetoed 3 voter ID bills that are meant to tighten election security. She vetoed those, so hopefully our legislature will override her vetoes. But, yeah, it's insane. We've got to get this election fraud stuff to get a hold of.
Well, you know, I've been wondering when Michigan is going to get off of their high horse and start doing some auditing themselves. But yeah, Virginia and the Postal Service and the Democratic Party, they're all working together there, Clint. And I know you can't pull it off without that kind of massive fraud in this election process without the help of the wonderful United States Postal Service. So, yeah, you hit it on the money, Clint.
Yeah, well, I know that some of the Republicans here in Michigan, they are trying to do the audit, and they have the financial backing to do it, it sounds like you have heard. But the head of the Republican Party is a rhino. He's spineless. He's got no integrity. He's a liar. I don't care what they want to say. He's a liar. He's a... he's got no character, like I said, he lacks integrity, and he says, after looking at all the evidence, he says, there's no evidence of voter fraud, and he's a liar. There's a boatload of evidence of voter fraud. People were kicked out of voting precincts, window boarded up, so the people that are keeping an eye on you, making sure you're being legal, are kept out of voting, and they boarded up the window so they couldn't see inside. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that was going on. Now it's being dropped off between 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. There are pictures of vehicles, private S10, little pickup trucks with dollars in the back end. That's illegal. There was a lot that was going on here, and I cannot believe that the head of the Republican Party here said there was nothing. There was no proof of it. So hopefully, the ones that are.
If you believe that there was fraud,
hopefully they keep pushing
forward, over. Well, I've seen a lot of the activity, and yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so much fraud, election fraud going on between these corporations and our own federal government. It's sickening. And I'm still surprised that the United States Supreme Court has not ruled on anything on women. How they say lack of standard. Yeah, it's completely monotonous, and it cannot be tolerated. Until this election gets fixed, we should not be pursuing any other election. I say everybody needs to smash every Dominion voting machine that was made, and if you can't vote in person, you don't need to vote.
I agree with that, but I mean, maybe I can see maybe military, or if you're a senior citizen, you can't get out, okay, but we have rules, we have policies that are in place, they should be followed,
They cannot be changed at the last minute or changed after the fact. It is really clear that they cheated. There's no doubt. And I think cheating went beyond the presidential election as well. I believe, Pelosi, Schumer, even Christian Hitler. I cannot believe that those people were elected in the position that they're in. It's all fraud, it's illegal, and it's treason. They should be arrested for it.
Amen. Roger, roger. Hey, Clint, let me move back to the top of the list. We're going to go for round three and for a brief comment. So everybody that is stuck around, I appreciate you being here tonight. So thanks, Clint. And do we have any other late check-ins? Okay, I'm hearing nothing. So let's go on to the top of the list and see who else is remaining. So KI4FE, what you got to top us off for tonight?
Okay, KG4ZXC, True Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, first of all, I want to clear up a little confusion on this critical race theory. There's nothing neutral about it, or okay, or maybe not too bad, or however people want to describe it. This is an evil Marxist ideology that comes straight out of the Marxist theory book that represents an overarching Marxist theory called critical theory. So anything that's got the words critical and theory in it, whatever other words it's got, is Marxism. And this was an ideology developed by revisionist Marxisms in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it was supported by the Soviet Union up until it collapsed. And you can see that by looking up on YouTube. There's a Soviet defector, a former KGB officer, I think his name is Yuri Brezhnev, and he talks about how the Soviet Union promoted critical theory in the United States because they knew it was the best way to destroy the country. Well, of course, they had, over decades, had brainwashed professors and agents and formed organizations to promote this, and then when the Soviet Union collapsed, these groups and individuals and professors just continued on with it because they wanted to destroy America, even if the Soviet Union wasn't backing them up anymore. So you got to educate yourself on this stuff, and this is nothing but just evil designed to destroy the country. And it's infested in the universities, and now it's even in the government and in the schools. And the kind of results that it produces are seen every day. And here's a perfect example. And this is perfectly in line with the intended result. This is Breitbart. Mom says 6-year-old asked if she was born evil because she is white. A mother told the Loudoun County School Board she removed her daughter from their public schools, or removed all of her children from their public schools after her 6-year-old daughter asked if she was born evil because she is white. Critical race theory investigator Christopher F. Rufo tweeted a video of the Loudoun County mother addressing the school board. The mother said she pulled her children out of Loudoun County school, public schools, and they are now thriving. She continued, she said, "We have specifically moved them out of the Loudoun County schools due to the swift and uncompromising political agenda of Superintendents William Ziegler and the school board had forced upon us. First, it was in early spring of 2020 when my 6-year-old somberly came to me and asked if she was born evil because she was a white person, something she learned in a history lesson at school. She said, then you kept the schools closed for a year and a half despite the science indicating it was safe for kids to return, she continued. Now you've covered up a rape and arrested, humiliated, and falsely accused parents of being domestic terrorists. LCPS continues to make headlines with multiple scandals. High school students chanting Loudoun County Protects Rapists held a walkout this week following a decision by juvenile court judge Pamela Brooks that found a high school boy dressed in a skirt guilty of forcible sodomy and forcible fellatio and a sex assault on a girl in the girl's bathroom. The same boy had also been charged with a more recent sexual assault this month of another girl at another Loudoun County high school. However, Scott Smith, whose daughter was assaulted during the first incident in May, became a central focus of the school of the story of parents' struggles with school officials when, on June 22nd, he was dragged out of the school board meeting and arrested after hearing school officials supportive of transgender bathrooms deny that there had been any reports of sexual assaults in these spaces. LCPS Superintendent Scott Ziegler also stated he was unaware of any assaults happening in the bathrooms. As Breitbart News reported last week, Ziegler later acknowledged, following parents' outrage, the school district has failed to provide safety for its students. Meanwhile, Smith and his wife demanded an apology from the National School Boards Association for characterizing parents who are outraged over actions taken by their local school boards and school officials as domestic terrorists. The mother who addressed the Loudoun County School Board said she wished she could return her children to LCPS because private school is expensive and she hoped her children could walk home from school with their friends from their own community. She said, I refuse to allow you to destroy our schools, the mother concluded. They are not your schools, they are our schools. You should all be ashamed and you should have the moral courage to admit you are wrong and step down. So anyway, that's what critical race theory promotes, and this mother is identifying exactly what it promotes. It's not accidental, it's not incidental, it's a specific purpose behind it. It's Marxism. Well, anyway, I can't finish off the week without a ridiculous story. You won't believe this. This is a headline. It said, PETA urges Major League Baseball to stop using the term bullpen due to insensitivity to cows. You can believe this. It says, next time an MLB manager makes a move to the bullpen, he will anger a large group of PETA. Insensitive to cows. In a statement issued Thursday by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA, the animal rights organization made it clear they find the term bullpen to be mocking towards the misery of sensitive animals. Instead, PETA would like Major League Baseball to begin referring to the bullpen as the arm barn. And so anyway, it goes on to talk about that, but you got the, it said words matter, baseball bullpens devalue talented players and mock the misery of sensitive animals. PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman explains, and just more delusional Marxist crap. And so anyway, there you go. So that's the lunatic, crazy, insane asylum story. But anyway, this critical theory is just not some innocuous thing. This is straight out of the Marxist playbook. It's promoted by Marxists, for the sole purpose of destroying the country. And so there's nothing good about it. And the fact that Merrick Garland's son-in-law is making money, that's just incidental. That's just your standard corruption. But the fact that anything with the terms critical theory is being taught in a school, that's just straight-up Marxism. There's no confusion about it. So anyway, thanks for running a net tonight, Jesse, and thanks to all the people that checked in. And so I'll just give my 73s. KG4ZXC, True Liberty Net, this is KO4FE. We'll see you later.
Okay, Bill, thank you, sir. Man, got on a coughing spree there. Hey, yeah, very good. Oh, by the way, 45 over at my location, so you're booming in tonight. Hey, thanks, Bill. KO4FE, always a pleasure hearing from you. The KD0RSA, stand by, Mo. And I wanted to read this before my final thoughts on a lot of things. This is off of Gateway Pundits. If any of you guys were following what's going on in Wisconsin election, here's the story, and I wanted to say it before I gave it to Mr. Moe so he could get the information as well, because he don't get the news like we do, guys. So, Mr. Moe, Wisconsin Election Commission holds emergency meeting after Rison County Sheriff's Department accuses the WEC of a Class 1 felony fraud in nursing home scandal. So just a quick reminder that Wisconsin is probably going to decertify before Arizona, they're saying. Anyway, Rison County Sheriff announced during their press conference Thursday that they are submitting their investigation to the District Attorney's Office for a hearing. The Wisconsin Election Commission, WEC, violated state law in a statewide nursing home voting scam. The WEC did not follow the law. The Wisconsin Election Commission took advantage of the impaired seniors. The sheriff believes this crime occurred in all 72 counties of Wisconsin. The Rison County Sheriff's Department believes the WEC committed a Class 1 felony and numerous misdemeanors by abusing impaired seniors for their vote. Let me turn that video off because I hit it accidentally. Anyway, following the Rison Sheriff's Conference in Wisconsin announced the emergency meeting on Thursday night, and they're planning this emergency meeting Thursday. So the recourse right now, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but they are considering to decertify Wisconsin. So anyway, their own WEC had violated their own state law by abusing the COVID-19 mandate emergency act. So that's what it boils down to. And yeah, I believe that every one of these people need to go to jail, just like the ones in Arizona for rigging their voting machines and all the mail-in illegal ballots. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, and that was my 2 cents worth on the third round of the Saturday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, for your final thoughts and comments, sir.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Jesse, for telling me about it is a disaster if the people don't follow the law or the Constitution. And it's got to be stopped, or else we will be under communism. And it won't take much longer
but if I do that, you guys, if you guys don't try on American Rock Mountain, it's not all that hard to make. You ought to learn how to do it to make it slow down, at least so you know how to do it. Because down the road, this powder we're getting, a lot of it comes down the long stretch. So all they gotta do is just shut it off and don't let it come in this country. And there won't be that dump from someplace else, and I don't know where that is.
Definitely keep our powder dry and stay vigilant, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know how to make something, always ask. There's so many people out here with the knowledge and the resources to help you out. Hey, this is KG4ZXZ, and thank you, Mo. God bless you, sir. And hope to see you Wednesday night. So KG0RSA, clear with Mr. Mo. 7-3, Mo.
7-3.
Hey, moving down to Mr. Lou out of New York. Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Victor uniform. What do you got to sum it up?
Oh, very good, very good. And Bill's comments were really interesting. I agree. KFRFA, you're right. I mean, anybody that teaches a 6-year-old girl, white girl to hate herself, there's something wrong with the system. And I agree with you 100%. Marxism is embedded in critical race theory. It is a program designed to destroy America from within. And it will do nothing to enhance this country, to make it competitive against Asiatic nations and the European nations that are vying for leadership throughout the world. And it's just awful what's being done to these children when there's so many hours to teach in a curriculum in high school or even in college. To manage this program shows you what direction these people will take this country in. It's divisive, it's hateful, it should be completely rejected by any reasonable person. And keep with the core curriculum of school, which is mathematics, science, English, writing, verbal ability. Those are the issues that are going to make us competitive again as a nation. And I honestly believe that that is a way forward for this country. But with critical race theory thrown in there, it's just another way to destroy this country from within and keep this constant battle between these elites that write these programs, these Marxist elites that write these programs, who benefit from them, and the everyday common people that really reject them because they know it doesn't do any good for any individual in this country. So I appreciate everything you said. I learned a lot from him throughout the years. He's a wonderful guy. And to the Luminant members, you have a good night, 73, KC2VVU.
Yeah, hey, Jeffy, I got something I wanted to add in there real quick.
Okay, stand by, Lou, and go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, KG4ZXC, KO4FE. I just got a call from Marty, and he wanted to mention that if you go to the LibertyNetRadio.org website, there's if you scroll down to, at the bottom, it says intelligentsia. The Yuri Brezmanov videos are linked down there. And if you want to know about the how the Soviet Union set all this stuff in motion and how it's continued on, then just go watch these videos. Yuri Brezmanov was a KGB agent who defected to the West, so he knows what he's talking about. And he goes on to describe all these Marxist ideologies that the Soviet Union supported in the United States for decades with the express purpose of destroying us. And unfortunately, the left has just picked up on this, even though they're not getting any support from Russia, but Russia built this stuff up during the Cold War, and now it's kind of like on autopilot now. It's the elites and the leftists are financing it themselves. But if you want to get the whole story, the multi-videos by Yuri Brezmanov about how all this stuff got started and how what it's all about and what it's intended to do. It's intended to destroy the country. That was the whole purpose behind it. And they studied this. The Marxists in the Soviet Union studied this specifically. They had to come up with some ideology that they could get going in the United States to destroy the country, and that's what critical race theory is all about, and he talks about it. So just go to libertynetradio.org and scroll down to where you see Yuri Brezmanov on BitChute and click on that and watch some of those videos, and it'll be it'll make everything clear. So anyway, that's it, Jesse. I just wanted to mention that because Marty called me and wanted me to get on there and let everybody know about it since we've been talking about it. So KG4ZXC Liberty Net, KO4FE 73s.
Okay, Bill, and thank you for the information, and thank you, Mr. Marty, for bringing that up. A lot of videos on the website, ladies and gentlemen. That's libertynetradio.org. So check them out. A lot of good information on there. And thank you, Bill, once again for giving us that information. Mr. Lou, I'm sure you caught most of that.
Every word, as a matter of fact, I'm looking up right now. I appreciate it.
KC2, give you a clap. Okay, well, sorry to leave you hanging on that because I figured Mr. Bill had something really important, and he surely did. So thank you, Lou. God bless you too, sir, and pleasure to have you with us tonight. And you have a blessed evening. Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Victor Uniform out of New York. Same things, Luke. Okay, let's see. November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec, GM out of West Virginia. Are you still in there, sir? Did you check out? I just want to check before, because I believe you checked out. So just want to make sure you still didn't just leave the band and didn't come back. So November 8, KLQ, are you still with us? Okay, hearing nothing. All right, Mr. Jim out of Wisconsin, WB9er, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. You still with us, Jim? Okay, standing by for WB9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, Mr. Jim. This is KG4ZXC and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Take it away when you're ready.
Election Commission, I did not know that. There was a recent survey, an audit done, and that was widely reported as coming up clean, but all it did was count the same vote. The illegal one, the fraudulent one, so just recounted the same number, came up with the same number. Of course, the media widely reported that as no problem shot. But I'm going to have a hard time believing that they will report that. Wait, not yet. They see County Sheriff is bringing in big problems and
I don't know how many votes there are, but the two parties you say may have, this is systemic fraud now, not just isolated cases, systemic fraud. And I don't know about at least certifying the election, if that's what your source says. I would be very interested to know if that's going to happen. Otherwise, thank you, everyone else on the net. Everything I have saved for tonight. Let me greet everybody. Keep powder dry if you don't know how it makes some.
So, thanks, Jesse.
This is WCNI-RWI.
Over. All right, very good, Jim. And, yes, sir, definitely keep your powder dry. Jim, I'm going to say this for you tonight, sir. Thank you for being here, for one. Your signal's been holding up solid all evening, so very good. You've been coming in quite readable, so very good. But Mr. Jim, I want to say I will be reporting on almost every one of these election turnouts as long as I can keep the information going, because yeah, we need to be aware that Trump won and these Democrats lied and they stole this election right out from under every one of us, like our vote didn't count. So I will keep following the voter fraud as long as I can. So, Jim, God bless you. You have a blessed night, and you and your family. WB9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, Jim, out of Wisconsin, 73. Okay, Mr. Tim, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango, Protect the Constitution, Charlie, PTC, checked out. So thank you for being here tonight, Mr. Tim, if you're still listening. And Mr. Frank, W2GIO, come on in.
Not that idiot.
Go ahead, comment.
Comment is, I don't know if you have gotten the Senate or not, that there's a lady at Flagstaff. Her name is WendyRogers.org. You might want to check that out. She's here on SA. She is fighting the voting thing down there in Arizona, trying to get to the district attorney to arrest them three women.
Hey, Roger, Mo. Yeah, KD0RSA. Wendy Rogers. She's raising money to fight the Arizona corrupt politicians down there. And she's an ex Air Force pilot. So, yeah, Wendy Rogers, she's on most of the websites. So when you see her, check out her website. Thanks, Mo. All right, Mr. Frank, I'm sorry. You still with us? WTGIO, Mr. Frank, you still with us, sir? Okay, does anyone hear Frank in there? Okay, I guess not. Well, thank you, Mr. Frank, for being there tonight, sir, and I think you signed off anyway. So, God bless you too, sir. Always a pleasure hearing from Mr. Frank out of Fishkill, New York. Let's go to behind enemy lines up there in Michigan. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. What you got to sum it up for tonight on this 31st of October?
Well, there's a few things, actually. Hopefully, there's somebody out there that's going to listen in on this one. I just saw something here. Quite a few articles, actually. You can, I think,
Google, so you can suck it. There's a racket protesters in Bisbee, Arizona that ruined a woman's wedding day because of the Democrat representative, Kristen Sinema. She attended the wedding. And a bunch of left-wing protesters, nut jobs, mentally ill people, actually ended up showing up to this wedding and made quite a scene. They were loud, they were obnoxious, very disrespectful. They were protesting, obviously, the Democrat representative, Kristen Sinema, because Kristen Sinema is on cowtailing and bending over to Biden, so demands on soaking up all of our money. Which surprises me is that they're trying to coerce her and intimidate her. This is a representative that they chased down while she was in the well, now they're chasing her down when she goes to other people, public, they're outside of affairs. If this was my wedding, it was my daughter's wedding, and I had a representative come to my daughter's wedding, and I guarantee you, I'd be out there, I'd be beating this, I'm dead at once, and I swear like a sailor, I'd be out there beating the living hard out of those people physically, because I would enjoy it. They came in to disrupt my daughter's wedding. They had no respect for them, and I had no respect for you. And here's the thing that upsets me about that. The police did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. And yet, the same day, I believe, here, I'm going to pull this up here, that the Gateway Pundit, Arizona school, caught the police on parents for protesting masking and segregation of children. So they'll call the police in Arizona when the parents are there protesting, this stuff, protecting the children, protecting the constitutional rights, their civil rights and liberties. But then when you got people going and harassing an individual and another person's private affair, it's not public. Yeah, this just, everything's just so backwards. They had me riled up when I saw that, obviously. And then I just saw this too, that a school board president here in Michigan told NPR parents, I'm sorry, let me, again, they didn't add the punctuation in this, wasn't saying correctly. President in Michigan told NPR that parents rushed the stage with this, calling it a mini 6th insurrection, kind of like the January 6th quote unquote insurrection. She claims her name is Sarah Clark Pearson. She's the president of the school board, and I can find out which one here, but she said the parents rushed the stage with this, calling it a mini 6th. Insurrection. They were footnoted in the National School Board Administration letter, matter of fact, and a school board member has come forward now to say her story is made up. And you can see this article in the MichiganCapitalConfidential.com. This is just ridiculous the way everything's going on. I'm just posting it up. Is all lying, deceit, and they're not being held to the fire. If I was to do anything, for instance, I'm listening to this talk about the election audit. What is an audit? One station is talking. An audit isn't just counting the ballots. You have to investigate it, get it, dig into it. What happens when the IRS audits you? Everything about you. What's the difference? What is audit? Doing a real audit. We didn't ask you to count the ballots. We can do that ourselves. Do a freaking audit. A real audit. I'm just so frustrated, as you can tell, all this stuff that's going on, like all this corruption and everything. And I just cannot believe they are not being held accountable for everything. Go back to you. I'm going to get out of this. God bless everybody. Stay strong, and like Mo says, keep the powder dry. This is KCADHR.
Well, you know, Clint, everybody out here on the frequency probably 85 to 90% of this Americans out here are frustrated just the same. And you know, we gotta take this with a grain of salt, because a lot of this information is being put out here intentionally just to do what what you're describing. And yeah, I agree. All these people, if they lie to you the way they have, every one of them need to be taken out back in the woodshed and reminded what happens when you lie and tell dishonesty to anybody and spread this type of information. So yeah, I'm completely flabbergasted with it and just completely sick of it too. And we all need to remember that we as individuals and Americans are the only ones who can take action and make things change. So I will encourage everybody, if you're in the ability to get out and put yourself in a school board position or a better position, but it does start at the local level, and we all need to be aware of that and start giving our time and participating in the system, because it's up to us to change it, because these people are well within their 80s, a lot of these people are. And I know a lot of you guys, like myself, are young enough that we could get in a position so we can make changes. And that's what it's all about. And so, Mr. Clint, I feel for you 100% when it comes to it. So, hey, thank you, sir. God bless. And appreciate you being here tonight. And, yeah, keep on working on that antenna. You're doing great. So, God bless, and you take care.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys are a good group of people, a good family, a good, strong family of patriots. And I want to see everybody out here. 73-ACA-PHR.
Hey, roger, roger, Mr. Clint. God bless. Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo behind the Emory Lines in Michigan. That's Mr. Clint. All right, it is 12:15. It is Halloween. You know, the other holiday that they've been trying to rob us because they hate Christianity, they hate Americans, and they hate that they're the evil villains behind the mask. So just remember that. Hey, this is KG4ZXE and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm going to go ahead and close it down. Are there any last requests for anything to be said, repeated, or anything anybody would like to add before we shut the net down? Any moans, groans, gripes? Come on in. Okay, I heard a light station out there, but not readable. You can try it again. Okay, I'm not hearing anything at this time. Well, I'd like to go ahead and thank each and every one tonight. I'm going to start with our founding father, which is the Silent Key W1WCR, and all the Liberty Netters out there for being here and participating in tonight's event. And I'd like to thank KO4FE, Mr. Bill, KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, KC2, Victor Victor Uniform, November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec, November, let's see, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey Yankee, Jim, KC3, PTZ, Tim, sorry you couldn't be verbal tonight, WTGIO, Mr. Frank, and Mr. Clint, KC8, Echo Hotel, Romeo. Alright, as we close the window tonight, Liberty Net, also thank Marty, Net Manager, into IOJ, Ms. Laura, into JTT, and Mr. Paul for doing the recordings tonight. And I'd like to say to Ms. Calabash, wherever you are, you have a good night. This is KG4ZXC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and turn it back to regular, ordinary, amateur radio use. And remember, libertynetradio.org. All right, 73 is all, and God bless this great country, and God save America. KG4ZXC, 73 is all, and all the shortwave listeners, and all the ships at sea, and all you Marines and military scattered across this great nation and all the world. God bless you too. 73 is all.